The Story of Santa Claus. A long time ago, before your parents and their parents and their parents were born, there lived a merry young man named Claus. He lived in a snug wooden house in a place called Laughing Valley. Claus loved his little wooden house, and he loved Laughing Valley. But most of all, he loved to make children happy. One winter night, Claus sat by the fire with his cat, Blinky. There was a lot of spare wood. Claus picked up a piece and started to carve. Ears, whiskers, tail. Soon Claus had carved a wooden cat. It looked just like Blinky. But what shall I do with it? Claus wondered. You see, there were no toys then, so Claus did not know. Just then, Claus heard a cry for help in the winter wind. Claus rushed into the darkness and found a little boy buried in a snowdrift. Joey! Claus cried. Joey was a little boy who lived near Laughing Valley. He had been lost in the snow. Poor Joey was cold and crying when Claus brought him inside. The child felt better in the warm cottage. He felt better still when Claus gave him the wooden cat to hold. Soon, Joey was fast asleep. "Now I know," said Claus. "The wooden cat is a toy for children to love. I will make more and give them to as many children as I can." So Claus began to work. He made another cat and another and another. He gave the cats to the children in the nearby village. News of the wonderful toys spread far and wide. One day, Claus decided to make a lion instead of a cat. He thought about the lions in the forest near the valley and carved the lion with a big, toothy smile. Not long after, Joey brought his little sister Marie to the cottage. "I have a present for you," said Claus. He showed Marie the toy lion. But it looked so fierce that Marie was frightened. She began to cry. "I don't want to scare children," Claus said. "I want to make them happy." Claus comforted Marie and gave her a big hug. Then he gave her a toy cat of her very own. Marie went away happy. But Claus had made a decision. "From now on, I will carve only gentle animals, squirrels, rabbits, deer, and little lambs." Soon, Claus was making other kinds of toys as well. Dolls, drums, horns, and cymbals. He built rows of shelves and covered them with playthings of every size and color. Then Claus filled a sack with toys and set off down the road. He gave a toy to every child he met. The children were so happy, they clapped their hands and sang. But winter was coming fast. Before long, the snow was so deep that Claus could no longer walk to the village. One morning, Claus looked out the door and saw two deer from the forest. They walked lightly and easily over the snow. "I wish I could walk on the snow like you," said Claus. "Then I could bring toys to the children." Now these were magic deer, and they understood what Claus had said. They could talk. their names were Glossy and Flossie. "If you will build a sleigh," said Flossie, "we will gladly pull you to the village." So Claus built a sleigh, and that night he harnessed the deer, and they drew the sleigh swiftly over the snow. But by the time they arrived at the village, everyone was sleeping and all the doors of the houses were locked. "How can I get in to leave the toys?" Claus wondered out loud. "We'll take you to the roof," said Glossy, "and then you can climb down the chimney." In one bound, Glossy and Flossie lifted Claus, the sleigh, and the sack full of toys to the roof. Claus was delighted. Claus climbed down the first chimney and left a toy for each sleeping child in the house. Then he climbed back up the chimney, and Glossy and Flossie leapt to the next roof. When all the toys were gone, Claus and the deer sped back to Laughing Valley. People knew Claus had left the toys because he was the only toy maker in the world. The children beamed with delight, and their parents thought Claus must surely be a saint. They started to call him Santa Claus. And since that time, Santa Claus has set out every Christmas Eve with many sacks of toys and 10 reindeer to pull his sleigh. As his magic reindeer pull the sleigh through the sky, Santa Claus calls out to the sleeping houses below, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."